I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Russia is facing another round of Western sanctions a year after the invasion of Ukraine began. The European Union announced a 10th round of measures shortly after the United States and others imposed further restrictions on more Russian individuals and businesses. Grant Ferrett reports.
The measures agreed by EU member states include tighter restrictions on dual-use technology, as well as steps against those spreading propaganda in support of Moscow. The announcement had been delayed for several days by Poland, which had complained that the latest sanctions were too weak. Lithuania has also voiced reservations. The US, Canada and Britain have imposed their own measures. In addition, leaders of the G7 group of richest economies have warned they'll punish any countries that help Russia evade sanctions. But Western governments know that although 12 months of sanctions have hit Russia's economy hard, they have not prevented it from continuing its war in Ukraine.
Russian state television appears to have ignored the anniversary, but as our Russia editor Steve Rosenberg explains, President Putin has in recent days once again justified Moscow's actions in Ukraine.
From everything he's been saying over the last few weeks, it's pretty clear that Putin is determined to push on in Ukraine, either because he truly believes that he can secure a military victory at some point, or because he thinks he's in this so deep now that he can't see a way back. Either way, I don't see this war ending anytime soon.
Ukraine's president has suggested his country needed to cooperate more closely with countries in Africa and Latin America. He was speaking after many countries on the two continents abstained in a United Nations vote on the conflict with Russia. South Africa, Sudan and Uganda were among those not offering Ukraine their support, along with Bolivia, El Salvador and others. Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukraine hadn't paid them enough attention and that this had been a big mistake. The authorities in southern Ethiopia say a humanitarian crisis is deepening due to a severe drought. Officials said more than 800,000 people required emergency food assistance. Will Ross reports.
Earlier this month, Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed celebrated the fact that the country had started exporting wheat. But in the Oromia region's Borena area, a lack of food is now leading to loss of life. Officials and residents there said 7 people had died in recent days, including a 2-month-old baby. Most families in this part of the country, close to the Kenyan border, earn a living from their livestock. But herds have been hit hard by the most severe drought in 40 years.
The number of people killed in the catastrophic earthquakes that hit Turkey and northern Syria this month has passed 50,000. Most are in Turkey. Its disaster management agency says the number of dead there has risen to over 44,000. World News from the BBC. More than 100 of Israel's elite military reservists have threatened to abandon their posts if the government goes ahead with controversial plans to overhaul the judiciary. Officers and soldiers of the country's Military Intelligence Special Operations Division issued the warning in an open letter. The judicial reforms include measures to give Benjamin Netanyahu's government total control of appointing judges. The police in Northern Ireland have arrested a 5th person in connection with the shooting of an off-duty police officer in Omagh. The man is being held under the Terrorism Act. The victim of the attack, Detective Chief Inspector John Caldwell, remains critically ill in hospital. The authorities say they're focusing their investigation on the dissident Republican group, the New IRA. A first group of suspected gang members in El Salvador have been moved to a huge new prison that's the centrepiece of President Nayib Bukele's self-declared war on crime. This report from Viv Marsh.
In a video tweeted by the president, a stream of heavily tattooed men, shackled, barefoot and wearing only shorts, are shown being driven to the jail and forced down onto the floor with their hands behind their shaven heads. They're the first 2,000 of an expected 40,000 inmates rounded up in El Salvador under a state of emergency after a spike in violent crime. The Justice and Security Minister said the government was eliminating a cancer from society. Rights groups and observers say the prison cells are already overcrowded and violate incarceration standards.
Floods and landslides in southeastern Brazil are now known to have killed at least 54 people, with about 30 still missing. Most of those killed were in and around the coastal towns of São Sebastião and in São Paulo state, where more than a month's worth of rain fell in 24 hours last weekend. The worst affected areas were communities precariously built on hillsides. And that is the BBC News.